And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. And I'm talking about this show gives its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. Having said that, let me jump into number one of the Triple Dipper. Oh, man. So the border madness, the border chaos that we've got going on right now, and by the way, this is not a word that I would use lightly, but it's interesting. President Biden finally used it himself. Let me just start off. I tell you what, let me go down in my stack a little further here. Piece here from Fox News dated today. President Biden may have quietly admitted Wednesday evening that he and the White House have refused to say publicly about the worsening situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden's words, you ready? He said on Tuesday the border situation will be, quote, chaotic for a while. Oh, really? But then, despite all the denials, you know, Mayorkas saying that the border is actually closed, the border is secure, we don't have an issue here. By the way, if there's ever been a Baghdad Bob character, it's either going to be Karine Jean-Pierre or it's going to be Mayorkas. Nothing to see here. All is well. There are no American tanks approaching. It's just, if you haven't seen Baghdad Bob, it's worth going back and looking at him. But nonetheless, Biden followed that up. He spoke. So he said that to the reporters the next day. Out on the tarmac at the county airport where he was flying in to meet with big donors in New York, he said there has been, quote, chaos at the border for a number of years. Chaos at the border for a number of years. He says, well, we've had chaos at the border for a number of years. We have to fully fund the border security effort. What is he talking about? I think it's worth pointing out. The article goes on to say, and very clearly, in the years since the Biden administration has refused to use funding, he got elected in January. He was sworn in January 2021. In the years since, the Biden administration has refused to use funding already allocated to reinforce the border, has sued Arizona to remove shipping containers that filled gaps in the U.S. Border Patrol Yuma sector, has seized former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, and ultimately failed to extend Title 42. The Remain in Mexico policy has since been reinstated. Sort of. I mean, but here's an admission. He says it's been chaos at the border for a number of years. In other words, I am aware it's been bad. Oops, I said it out loud. He even says at one point, look, I asked the Congress for a lot more money for the Border Patrol. They didn't do it. They made it harder. Does anybody remember the fact that when he got elected, he had both the House and the Senate? They were all Democrat? What is he talking about? He just makes crap up out of thin air. House Republicans, the article says the situation at the border rests solely on Biden as they have put forward the Secure the Border Act, which would renew efforts to build a border wall and add more Border Patrol agents and provide them more financial incentives to do their job. It would also end catch and release, which, by the way, the Biden administration has enacted in a big, big way. I got a call on the line, Boone. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. Haven't heard from you in a while, brother. How you doing?
I'm very good. Hey, I enjoyed your cue up to this segment and the hypothetical about uninvited people invading your house and your yard and your tomato garden. Remember, the current invasion is invited. The Biden crime family and his handlers invited these people here by the millions. And I want every Democrat listening to the sound of my voice, you wanted this, you voted for these people, and they don't care one bit, they don't care one iota about the safety of these immigrants, about the poor children who are being raped and people who are being murdered in the middle of the night by the drug cartels. They just want power, and they want all these people to be made citizens someday with a wave of their Democrat hand, and they'll all be expected to vote Democrat for life. They don't care about you, and they don't care about your overwhelmed hospitals and school systems with this unbelievable crush of humanity. All they want is power and the money and the perks that go with it.
Wow. Well put, Sparky. That's almost like another monologue, man. That was good stuff. And you're spot on. I guess if I you know, your point is well taken that they are actually invited. I guess if I had them to take an extra piece to my opening monologue, I could make that the analogy is as if the mayor of the small town where your house is located told everybody to come on and they could go to your house and you had never been a part of that decision making.
Precisely. And if I think the Biden crime family and all his handlers, they're so arrogant in their certain knowledge that they've got top cover from the mainstream media, who will cover for their outrageous lies. Of all the outrageous lies that are told on a daily basis out of the White House, this business that, well, the border's secure. Well, it's not secure, but if only the Republicans would play ball with us on legislation, we could secure it. No, they want the Republicans to play ball on legalizing, providing path to legalization for all these invaders. That's all they want. And I don't know, the mainstream media, I wish they would wake up and stop being a part of being the propaganda arm for this criminal party.
Well, I tell you what's going to wind up happening, though, man. And as soon as somebody who works for the New York Times gets mugged or raped on the way into their office because of illegals on their streets camping out, it's going to change the dynamic. Someone at CNN is going to wind up being the victim of a crime. It's going to hit one of their homes, and then all of a sudden they're going to go, oh, look at this story. And I hate it, but I think it's going to take something almost earth-shattering that they can't deny any longer to change their false narrative.
Well, and especially when you look at the sheer numbers involved with the staggering number of illegals that are invading all our communities, and the sheer odds that kind of criminal activity is following and is going to follow and is going to affect people who thought it was a wonderful idea to have them all here. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it'll be just as tragic as what's happening to these immigrants and their families.
I agree, man. Do we lose him?
Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. See you, Spark. Sparky from Harvest. Always a good call. Let me tell you, it's interesting to watch what's happening, too, with some states taking unilateral action. I mean, they're a state, and this is leadership. And I'll say this, too. A few years ago, 2013, I believe it was, when I was in the state legislature, we passed, it was called the Beeson-Hammond Act. But we were called heretics. I mean, we had protesters. It was like it was one of the most wild moments I saw in 8 years in the Alabama State House. We passed an anti-illegal immigration bill. We were ahead of our time. And we passed this bill. And, of course, the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center and every liberal group in the world immediately challenged it in court. And then it went to, you know, the usual suspects in terms of being the liberal judges on the federal bench who enjoined huge swaths of it. I'm going to be looking into in the next few days how much of that is still left in place, because what we're seeing right now, 10 years after we passed that one in Alabama, we're seeing states do almost identical versions, like Florida. So just yesterday, DailyWire.com, Ron DeSantis signs the strongest anti-illegal immigration bills into law as the Biden border crisis worsens. Now, let me give some credit here. DeSantis signed it. It took his legislature to pass it. So good on them for doing it. But it says here that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, story came out yesterday, has signed the strongest anti-illegal immigration legislation into law on Wednesday as President Joe Biden's crisis on the southern border is set to dramatically worsen this week. It says the Biden border crisis has wreaked havoc across the U.S. and has put Americans in danger, said DeSantis in a statement. In Florida, we will not idly stand by while the federal government abandons its lawful duties. So here's the kind of things that Florida state law, and they're it's going to go to court. I'm just telling you it will. Why? Because liberals can't stand it when someone will you know, on their own two feet say no. Well, this law, first of all, it requires employers to use E-Verify to check eligibility, and it fines employers who don't. It suspends the licenses of any employer who knowingly employs illegals and makes it a crime, a felony, if they're employed using a fake ID. It enhances penalties for human smuggling. It provides $12 million to continue the unauthorized alien transport program to relocate them to other states. It bans local governments from issuing their own identification documents, and it invalidates out-of-state driver's licenses that were issued exclusively to illegals, like California. It requires hospitals to collect and report health care costs for illegals so they can track the expense they're going through and see how it impacts Medicaid. All this is happening right now. Florida, they just signed that into law, the last couple of days. We did something similar in Alabama just right at 10 years ago, way before we got to the point of a Biden border crisis. I guess technically, though, that was during the years of the Obama-Biden administration, so maybe we could say we were responding to a Biden crisis. But Texas, they're doing their thing too, man. So right now, a story here on CNN. CNN, yes, indeed, CNN. CNN's got a story. The Biden administration is sending roughly 1,500 active-duty troops to the southern border. And by the way, if you're having to send your military to augment your border patrol, then it's a clear indication your border is not secure. You're doing what you can to put your finger in the dike, but the leak is still there. Well, the Texas Army National Guard, they're in high gear. Governor Abbott is not playing. I saw a video this morning, Operation Lone Star. They're showing up in riot gear. They're standing in the way of illegals trying to cross bridges and cross through the river crossings. They're literally pulling concertina wire. That's the round razor wire. They're literally pulling concertina wire across some of the entry points to block illegals from swimming over and just walking up the banks. And they're doing it. Why? Because the federal government is not. Texas, Florida, other states are beginning to take unilateral action. And that's a 10th Amendment right. I think they have not only a sovereign right, they have a sovereign duty to do what is necessary for their states, especially in the absence of a federal government that has pretty much abdicated its role. Now, some will say, Phil, they haven't abdicated their role. The Border Patrol's down there. Yeah, but you know what? The boots are on the ground as best they can be, but the suits are in D.C. making a mess of it. So, all right, we got more on this. We come right back. We're in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Border Chaos. And you know what? That's the president's words. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, 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 boomer. Babylon B. Babylon B has got an epic meme right now. It shows all these piles of U-Haul trucks, and it says, Texas builds 600 miles of border wall using U-Haul trucks from California.
They'd rather build them there than take them back. That's awesome.
That's funny. That is funny. That's because they've got such a mass exodus out of California. You know, U-Haul even says so. U-Haul's report says that the states that have experienced the biggest loss of people correspond to the number of states where they can see one-way exits from the state of U-Haul trucks. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Jeff from Indiana is on the line. So let me grab that real quick. Line one. Jeffro, how you doing? Did we lose him? Jeffro from Indiana, are you there? Hang on a second. He must have got disconnected. He's calling right back in. So while we're getting that together, I'll just tell you right over here on the text line, which you can text into 833-687-4448. Luann from Huntsville, not Leanne, Luann from Huntsville, says hats off to DeSantis and Abbott. And she wants to know, you know, where's Kay Ivey on this? Taking a nap? That's what she says. I don't know. All right, we haven't got him back yet. Jeffro, I know you're out there in traffic. If you get your signal back, just call on in, dude. We'll take your call. Brian from Huntsville, he just says, thank you and thank you again. I love proper nomenclature, concertina wire. That's right. And I've got scars from concertina wire. Yeah. He says words matter. Yes, they do, sir. Raven from Russellville, U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, last paragraph, we are in immediate danger. Also, the 10th Amendment. And then Pat from Huntsville just texted in. Says, with 80,000-plus newly trained federal agents, an American president could beef up ICE and just turn them loose in our target-rich America. No doubt. Did you get Jeffro back on?
We'll see.
We'll see. Jeffro from Indiana, how you doing, buddy?
The illegals are coming. The illegals are coming. I think you need to hop into the Gladiator, and you and Boomer can go down the road screaming the illegals are coming.
It's one if by land, two if by sea.
Yeah. I like a three if by everywhere, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I know, man. Oh. Hey, let me ask you something. Speaking of which, you know, in your industry, you're an over-the-road driver. You're on the road almost daily. You know, I hear stories about, you know, like truck stops and other places like that are transient spots. Do you see any changes? Do you notice that in your line of work every day?
Not really. I mean, there's always, you know, several, you know, people passing through and everything, but I don't really, you know, I wouldn't know if they're illegals or what they are. But
you don't see them piling out the back of the trailer, do you?
No, but you can go downtown Nashville and see a bunch of people piled up around the river.
I know that to be true. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking at this and thinking it's amazing to me that we are where we are right now. Like you know, the border has always been problematic, but we had it more under control under Trump. And the idea that Trump did it wrong is not shown out by the numbers.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, you think about it though, Phil, these people ain't piled up on the streets anywhere or anything because the government's giving them shelter and food and phones and medical care and everything else. They're not out here on the street like our street people. They're being taken care of.
Isn't that amazing? In fact, I even saw somebody, a homeless person in another city, I think it was Chicago, was mad and wanted to know why illegals were getting far more than they were in terms of treatment. Hey, Jeff, I got one more caller I got to take before we hit to the break, brother. You be safe on the road, all right?
All right, though. Have a good one,
We'll see you, man. Is that Rayson from Hawaii, all the way from Hawaii? Rayson, how you doing, bud?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey,
good morning. Good afternoon, brother Phil.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
Very good. I have a question, if anybody can answer, anybody in Congress can answer this, about what benefits are being afforded to these illegals in terms of numbers. What are we giving them, you know?
Yeah, I can
so
tell
many
you.
Of us struggling Americans can't receive from our own government, you know. And but anyway, yeah, I'll take your answer off the air, and I appreciate all that you do. God bless you, brother.
Hey, man, thank you, Rayson. Appreciate that. That's by the way, I think Rayson gets the prize for being the listener who called in from the furthest away. That is literally Rayson from Hawaii calling in. And Rayson, thanks for the Hawaiian shirts. We love those things. And you should have our Right Side Ruffian T-shirt now too, by the way. So his question is, do we have any figures? And I don't have figures. I even searched out some things this morning. Now, I can give you the stats on how much is coming across the border. I can tell you that depending upon states, some states offer more than other states do in terms of benefits or relief. And there's no telling what's being done in terms of Medicaid dollars, because at the state level, if someone without insurance shows up at a emergency room, which is happening a lot. I saw one hospital said they had given over $22 million in unreimbursed care. There's no telling what the actual dollar sign toll is on this. But I'll tell you what, though, Rayson, I'm going to look into that, see if I can dig out something a little more quantitative than that. But I do know this. The impact on society, I mean, there are NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that are bringing, you know, charitable dollars to play. There's no telling what's been contributed from the private sector as well as the government. But we are in the billions, in my opinion, easily in the billions, just in the last couple of years. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got plenty more. We're going to stick with it. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Hey, all you right side.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two already. Boom shakalaka. Hour number two.
It flies when we're talking about the border.
It flies. We're talking about jackassery.
That's right. Big jackassery.
There it is. it's complete cacistocracy, jackassery going on down the border. David from Huntsville just sent us a meme from the Babylon Bee. Did you see it, Boomer? The one with the border wall signs?
All the signs with the Bud Light?
Yeah. It says border wall, cover with Bud Light signs to deter migrants, because no one wants to be near Bud Light right now.
There it is.
Oh, Lord. JT from Lacey Springs, he says, I woke this day and now identify as a male-born woman of Hispanic Asian descent, surrendering for asylum and lifelong housing and other alien benefits provided by the USA. JT,
wow.
Got it going on.
Wow.
Trina from Elkmont says, when shopping in Athens, I've been seeing a lot more people in the past couple of years with Hispanic backgrounds that don't speak English, doesn't understand when talk to. Well, that may be true, Trina. You know, and by the way, just because you, and I don't mean to her, I'm talking about in general, we have to remember, I mean, seeing someone who's Hispanic does not mean they're here illegally. I mean, that would be the case. I mean, we've got any number of people who have gone through the process, who, you know, may have come over, you know, when Cubans were finally allowed to immigrate, or, you know, who came in the right way. My sister-in-law is a naturalized citizen, not from South America. She's from the Far East, but nonetheless, tons of people still do it the right way. And that's, how hard is that really? I mean, hard, I know it takes time. You know what? But there's a process. And what's so galling to some people is the naturalization process. It is a process and it does take time, but they don't want to take the time. The masses that we're seeing right now, they just want in. I want to get in. I want in. What now? I want it in. I expect to get in now. And they just do. And they show up en masse, just expecting to bypass everybody who's been waiting in line. Meanwhile, we're looking at stories like this one from CNN. CNN's reporting that hundreds of U.S. troops are arriving at the border as officials and migrants brace for the unknowns of Title 42's expiration. Boomer, you got that audio clip, Representative Quaylor. Get that one ready. We're going to use it here in just one moment. But hundreds of U.S. troops, CNN reports, are set to begin a new mission along the southern border Wednesday as officials and a surge of migrants brace for the unknown after the Trump-era border restrictions expire late Thursday. So, yeah, tonight's the night. Title 42 goes away. And I get it. On the one hand, there's not a pandemic anymore. We can't keep claiming COVID where COVID doesn't apply. But when you know it's been ready to expire, and by the way, when the Biden administration tried to get rid of it before, they had to have an alternative. What's your plan B? Well, their plan B is the border is secure. There is nothing to see here. That's what they're saying. So they're sending U.S. troops to the border. And like the mayor of El Paso, his name's Oscar Leeser. Oscar Leeser says, we're prepared for the unknown. We don't know who's coming. It's families. It's single adults. And they estimate that up to 5,000 to 10,000 people were camped out on the other side of the border just across from El Paso alone. 550 troops, mostly from the Army, will support U.S. and Customs Border Protection by monitoring the border, doing data entry and warehouse support. Listen, this is big doings. Mayorkas has also said he's surging personnel to the border. Well, you just figured out you need them, including 1,400 more DHS personnel, 1,000 processing coordinators, and an additional 1,500. The border cannot be declared to be secure if you're having to send an additional 3,000 personnel to the border, not including the National Guard, not including Texas having to call up its own National Guard. I mean, we're looking at having to augment the usual border force, the Customs and Border Patrol, with thousands and thousands of additional personnel just to help them process who's coming. But you know what's interesting to me, though, is it's not just Republicans saying this has to stop. It's not just citizens on the border. There are Democrats that are on board with the idea of putting a stop to this. So Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar, he's a congressman from Texas. He's a Democrat. And story here on Fox says he joined several of his colleagues on the left. That's what it says, on the left, who are sounding the alarm. And in his words, he says, when you get 10,000 people a day, a couple things are going to happen. The Border Patrol right now, he says they're over 124% average over capacity. We've got an audio clip from him. It's right at 2 minutes. And I would not normally play one that long, but this one's worth it. It's interesting to hear what a Democrat is saying, but that's his constituency. So, Boomer, go ahead and play it.
Bring in Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who's very outspoken on the situation on the border. And, Congressman, we thank you for coming on again today. So each of the past 2 days, we are told that 10,000 people crossed illegally into the United States. That is a new record. What do you expect is going to happen on Friday after Title 42 comes off?
And you're right. The numbers are coming in. Those are large numbers. I get the daily total from Border Patrol to see what's coming in, and it's been increasing. And when you get 10,000 people a day, a couple of things are going to happen. Border Patrol right now, they're at over 124% average over capacity. Over capacity, almost every border sector except for West Texas is over capacity. And if the NGOs or the border communities cannot take care of those folks and they're over capacity, they're going to start doing street releases. And again, I've been told that they've been instructed to go to street releases if they have to. That image, it's a powerful image, is not good because that means more and more people are going to come in. The numbers I've seen, the estimates, there's over 150,000 people on the northern border states, the Mexican border states. If you include the ones that are in the pipelines, you include the ones that are in Central America, you got hundreds of thousands of people that are heading to our border. And if we don't put any consequences, which means deport people, then these numbers are going to keep increasing.
Yeah, we're also hearing that people may be released into the United States without first being entered into the system. They'll be given a notice to appear, but no way to track them. The city of El Paso was already under a state of emergency, so you can imagine what will happen if more people are released onto the streets. Alejandro Mayorkas.
All right, so let's stop right there. So that's a Democrat. That's Henry Cuellar, the Democrat congressman from Texas, who is making it very clear. He says he has sources that tell him there are upwards of 150,000 migrants sitting on the south side of our border right now waiting for Title 42 to be lifted that they intend to basically bum rush the border at that point. That's a Democrat saying that. That's where we are right now. This is chaos, you guys. I mean, there is nothing good about this situation. And the level of the human toll in all of this is at epic levels right now. It is not just a matter of the drain on our systems and the burdens on our society and the fact that our borders should be secure. There are people that are literally dying trying to get into this rush. There are bodies being found in the Rio Grande on a daily basis. There are babies being abandoned. And there's a video, I hope you guys can take a look at it. Bill Malugin, who spent a lot of his time for the last couple of years on the southern border, he posted a video today to his social media. I saw it on Twitter. Bill Malugin, M-E-L-U-G-I-N. Bill Malugin, his video shows a section of the border, and I think it's near Laredo, Texas, that is a complete dump. I mean, like, it looks like some kind of a garbage or waste dump, because what's happening is they swim across the river, they strip off their wet clothes, and they just leave them on the ground. They drop all their trash, things they don't want to have to carry anymore. They get rid of it right there on the spot, and it is everywhere. It is at epic levels. I mean, where are the environmentalists, for that matter? where are the bleeding heart, tree-hugging liberals that don't want the ground trashed? They're nowhere to be seen right now, are they? But listen, it is a bad situation. And President Biden himself finally used the word chaos yesterday. Well, I got time for one quick call, so let me do that real quick. Is that Grandma Wanda on the line right now? Grandma Wanda over in Coleman, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, we're all in this, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Okay. I'm calling. I know you're up against a break. All this is going on, this chaos. When there's chaos, these people, I don't think they're just ordinary people who are smart enough to say, we'll just, you know, is outside influence using these people for a purpose. And the purpose is to, very often, is to look behind the chaos for the hidden threat that is being slipped in the cover of the chaos.
I agree.
And my, this is an example that came to mind. I had a friend who had some expensive goats, and they had moved to Alaska, and she had gotten her goats babysat, but the babysitter ran out. Anyway, bottom line is they needed to get these goats to Alaska, about three or four, I think, or two. Anyway, they were little goats, but anyway, they had to go across Canada to get to Alaska, and to get to transport the goats, they had to have a test taken that and sent out for results. But by the time the test results got back, the date, the expiration date of the sample was expired. They had a catch 22 on the goats.
Wow.
So her husband, suddenly there was, for a while there was all the worry about the goats, and then the worry wasn't there because he said he was on the way. So what he did was when he approached the border, he stopped and went and bought several bales of hay and went to a veterinarian and got a tranquilizer, laid his baby goats down in the front of his front of his truck, put the several bales up there, and bought about a dozen or so chickens, live grown big chickens with roosters and stuff. When he approached the border, they said, can you look in the back of the truck? He said, well, if you want to, but I wouldn't advise it because the chickens were just running loose. So they started to open the truck and said, no, go on ahead. Okay, now, and they did the same thing, by the way, with a caravan. The caravan was approaching the border just at a time when there was a big scandal on the other side that they wanted to get out of the news. It might have been the laptop, I don't know, but it was the same scenario. However, in this case, Phil, the goats are the WHO new treaty. Look it up. Everybody Google WHO new treaty. This is a Parliament, a man in Parliament speaking to the Parliament of the UK, explaining the effect and the imminency of the WHO treaty. That's the hammer, and that's the biggest hammer there could possibly be.
Well, Grandma Wanda, I am up against a break. I ran long on that, and I hate it, but I got to go. But you're also telling us it's harder to get goats across a border, apparently, than it is, you know, humans to just traffic in whenever they feel like it. But I agree. Go ahead and take it to the break, Boomer. But I agree with you, Grandma. There's always a backstory, and I think there are some evil forces at work here. I agree with you on that.
Listen, I cannot overemphasize the WHO new treaty.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Appreciate you, Grandma Wanda. All right, boom. Take it to the break. We'll come right back. We'll put a lid on this one, and then coming up at the bottom of the half hour, it's that time, Boomer and McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. Finishing up this piece that we've been doing on border chaos. That's what number one of the triple we did. Boomer, we've gone a whole hour just on. I mean, I could keep talking on this.
I mean, we could talk the whole show about this.
This is a target-rich environment.
How ridiculous it is, and why have they not done something sooner? And I mean,
it's maddening.
It is.
I mean, I look at it and think, you know, the problem's there. You can see it coming. You've had 2 years in office, and the best you can do is go, we are trying to surge people to the border. Where have you been?
Yeah, and when was the last time the czar was there?
The czar. Who's the czar? Think. Who's the czar?
Think really hard.
That would be, oh, Vice President Kamala Harris. Has she ever really truly been there? I don't think so.
Oh, maybe not. You're right.
Nope.
Wow.
She's been going down to South America periodically to talk with them about the origins of some of the problems that are driving people north. Shut up. Just stop.
Wow.
Just stop. Story here off of Newsmax. Newsmax, Biden adopts a modified Trump strategy on asylum at Mexico border. This story came out yesterday. So, yeah, isn't that funny? So you cancel all the Trump policies. Oh, that were working, by the way. Because, you know, well, Trump. And then now here we are 2 years later. let's quietly introduce that policy that we canceled of Trump's and see if we can get it to work again. Story on Newsmax, President Joe Biden's administration on Thursday, that's today, will begin denying asylum to migrants who show up at the U.S.-Mexico border without first applying online or seeking protection in a country they pass through. Ha! Go figure! You mean the whole idea of, wait in Mexico? Oh, that one? Because you know what the law says? If you're seeking asylum, which is basically safety from something in your own country, you need asylum protections from the things you're trying to run away from. But if you run through multiple other countries on the way here, it means you really didn't want asylum, you just wanted to come to America. And that's an issue. So, yeah, good on them, I guess, for putting it in place, I guess. Hey, that thing you broke, let's fix it and use it again. That's where we're at right now. Says, while stopping short of a total ban, the measure imposes severe limitations on asylum for those crossing illegally who did not first seek a legal pathway. The rule was first announced in February, but the finalized version takes effect today. They announced it in February. We're going to do this thing, this thing that, well, Trump did. We're going to do this thing, and we're going to get it ready, and we're going to try. We're going to do that. Guess what? They're going to put it into effect today. It's taken them this long, 2.5 years to get to the point that they know they got to do something that Trump had already done before that they didn't have to cancel, but they did. Thank you, Newsmax. Mass catch and release, Daily Wire. Mass catch and release. The Biden administration is releasing migrants into the U.S. with no ability to track them. Story out yesterday. The administration is preparing a memo for Border Patrol agents that would direct them to release migrants into the U.S. interior without assigning them a date in an immigration court or coming up with a plan to track them. The move comes as the administration struggles to contain a growing surge of illegal immigration prompted by the court order repeal of Title 42. I mean, my gosh. So basically what they're saying, Texas Governor Greg Abbott called that strategy unacceptable. That's what Henry Cuellar was referring to as street releases. Just check them off on the sheet, notice they were here, and then just let them go wherever they want to go. Give them a ride. That's what they're doing. It's our house. We got to protect this house. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back. Boomer and McQueen will be on it.